Hi, it's Mark Yeagy. Welcome back to the Wealth Architect Podcast. Today is an interesting day. Not 30 seconds ago, I just watched the House vote on ousting Kevin McCarthy, who is the current speaker, or was the current speaker, ousting him as the Speaker of the House. The first time it's ever happened in our history. There's some weird stuff going on in our government, in our economy. There's lots of stuff. I'm going to unpack a little bit of it here for you, but I'll try to keep it brief because let's start with politics. We have to all admit and look at each other and go, the politics of this country is really weird lately, right? There's a lot of weird stuff going on with open borders and with pronouns and weird stuff that 10 years ago you couldn't have ever even predicted. And now it's going on. And today we had an ousting of the Speaker of the House. But underlying that is the economy. And this is the Wealth Architect Podcast. We try to talk a little bit about the economy. Today also happens to be a day that we have, I think, the highest 10-year treasury rate that we've had in 17 years. Well, that's kind of crazy. What does that mean? Well, it tells you that the markets are going down. The treasury market is declining because if the rates continue to want to go up, the treasuries go down. And I want you to take a look at this chart in front of you here. And this chart in front of you shows that it starts in 1984. This is where it was at a rate which is unprecedented at that time. And this is here we are, 40 years later. And now our rates are starting to creep back up to that area. I think they may want to go up and test it over time here. But we've been at a zero interest rate policy for a very long time. The better part of the last 10 years, we've had very, very historically low interest rates. And now they're going up. Everybody got used to that. And when people get used to things and things change, it really messes you up. And so that's if you put your money in something safe, like the treasury bond, you've been getting hammered while you're making your 1.5%, 2%, 2.3%, up to 4.8% now. But I've been telling people for the last several years, look, they call it your safe money. They say, oh, the treasury bills are going to be your safe money. Your bonds are going to be your safe money. It's backed by the government. Well, they're printing money. We're at $33 trillion in debt, and we now are threatened with having the interest rates, especially if they keep going up, the interest rates be higher than the amount of money we spend on actual putting it into the military. That's a sixth of the economy, and we're going to take that same amount, and we're just going to poof it away and pay it to our enemies in some cases, like in China, Iran, people that own our bonds. They're selling them off, by the way, so that's why you're seeing the bond markets crash as well. And so there's a lot of weird stuff going on. And so when you go down and look at this article, it says inflation continues to be too high, and I expect it will likely be appropriate for the committee to raise rates further and hold them at a restrictive level for some time to return inflation to our 2% goal in a timely way, Fed Governor Michelle Bowman said, remarks on Monday. What is she saying? She said, hey, everybody, we're going to keep raising rates until we get to our 2%. Well, listen, they ain't ever going to get to 2% inflation unless they totally crush the economy, which they're pretty close to doing. And even then, they have to print more money in order to bail us out of any of these problems they have, print more money to pay the debt. And so 2% inflation is probably never going to happen. We are in the last stages of an inflationary spiral, and it will continue. Now, it might continue at 3 or 4%, what they tell you, but you know what it costs to go to the grocery store. You know how your income hasn't kept up with the increase at the grocery store. You know that you're having a little more trouble. Now you need two households to work to put food on the table, or at least most people do. So there's trouble in paradise, and you're starting to see it in politics. Well, it's starting. You've been seeing it in politics. And you're seeing it in the economy. You're seeing it in the market. And today's also a day where we had a 400-point sell-off in the stock market as well, the Dow Jones. So we've got some troubled stuff going on. And, we just had a government shutdown averted at the last minute, or they shut down for a few hours, whatever it was. There's weird stuff. So keep that in mind. Be careful. Keep your powder dry if you can, because there's going to be a good day to invest coming up soon. But right now, things are a little bloody out there, so be careful. See you next time.
You've been listening to the Wealth Architect Podcast with Mark Yeagy. Follow us on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Like and subscribe on YouTube. Share and tell your friends. See you soon.
The information you just heard is for education and information. This is not financial advice.